Now, let me spend the rest of my time on the third big problem, because it's more subtle and perhaps difficult to grasp. Think about some time in your life, some people might never have experienced, but some people, there are just those moments that you have experienced where life was fantastic. It might have been at the moment of some great creative inspiration you might have had when you just entered this flow state, or when you understood something you had never done before, or perhaps in the ecstasy of romantic love, or an aesthetic experience, a sunset, a great piece of art. Every once in a while we have these moments and we realize just how good life can be when it's at its best. And you wonder, why can't it be like that all the time? You just want to cling on to this. And then, of course, it drifts back into ordinary life and the memory fades, and it's really difficult to recall in a normal frame of mind just how good life can be at its best or how bad it can be at its worst. The third big problem is that life isn't usually as wonderful as it could be. I think that's a big, big problem. It's easy to say what we don't want. Here are a number of things that we don't want: illness, involuntary death, unnecessary suffering, cruelty, stunted growth, memory loss, ignorance, absence of creativity. Suppose we fixed these things. We did something about all of these. We were very successful. We got rid of all of these things. We might end up with something like this, which is, I mean, it's a heck of a lot better than that. I mean, but is this really the best if we can dream of? Is this the best we can do? Or is it possible to find something a little bit more inspiring to work towards? And if we think about this, I think it's very clear that there are ways in which we could change things, not just by eliminating negatives, but adding positives. On my wish list, at least, would be much longer, healthier lives, greater subjective well-being, enhanced cognitive capacities, more knowledge and understanding, unlimited opportunity for personal growth beyond our current biological limits, better relationships, and unbounded potential for spiritual, moral, and intellectual development. If we want to achieve this, what in the world would have to change? And this is the answer. We would have to change, not just the world around us, but we ourselves. Not just the way we think about the world, but the way we are, our very biology. Human nature would have to change.